Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 232. Here is the extracted text from the image. Q. You never heard of that at all? A. I never heard that. I had been in Mr. Frank's Q. You never talked to Tom Blackstock then, did you? A. I haven't the pleasure of Mr. Blackstock's acquaintance. Q. Did you ever know Mrs. L.D. Corsi? A. I can't say that I ever heard of her. Q. Miss Myrtle Cato, you never heard of her, and that he would go into the A. Mr. Dorsey, I have been down there. Q. By the court. He wants to know if you ever heard of that before. Q. He made no apology and no explanation, but just walked right on in there when they were lying on the couch? A. I never heard that. Q. Did you ever hear of his putting his arms around Myrtle Cato in the office? A. No, sir. Q. Did you ever hear about the time he went in on little Gertie Jackson that was sick lying in the dressing room with her dress up and stood up there and looked at her and hear any talk of the girls there about his attitude? A. No, sir. Q. Did you ever hear about his frequently going into the dressing room with Vernie McDaniel? A. No, sir. Q. Did you ever hear of the time it was said that Miss Pearl Burleson about 5 years ago, when he held out the money in one hand and put his hand on the girl, that she threw the monkey wrench at him? You never heard of that time? A. No, sir. Q. Did you ever talk to Mrs. Martin Dunson? A. No, sir. Not that I know of. Q. Did you ever hear them say that he paid special attention to the girls and winked and smiled at them and had nude pictures hung up in his office and walked around and slapped the girls on the seat? A. No, sir. Q. Miss Wingate, 34 Mills Street. Did you ever talk to her?